Today is the second class in our Benefits of Yoga series, and the benefit we're discussing today is, or are, relaxation and stress relief. Hello and welcome to episode 192 of Namaste Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today we are continuing our Benefits of Yoga series, and today is the second class in the series, and this is probably one of the most important classes that I've taught. When I first started teaching yoga, I used to, and I think it's because I came out of the fitness background, it used to actually kind of trigger me that people would come to class for this reason, because I was like, yoga is so much more than this. But I think now that I've matured and grown in the over 10 years that I've been doing this, I think that this is probably one of the most important reasons that we can practice yoga, and we're going to go into it today. The benefit today is relaxation and stress relief. So we're here on the shores of Lake Ontario this morning, and you know, of course, Tim and I need this class just as much as you this morning, because we rush to get out of the house this morning so that we could be here before it rained, and it's rained twice since we started. And you know, this is just our life. Our lives are full of stress. You know, we rush to get our kids out of the home in the morning so they can get off to camp or school, and then, you know, we rush to get to our work, and then, you know, even if you're a yoga teacher, it's ridiculous, but you are rushing to beat the weather if you're filming, or you know, you're in traffic to get to your class. And I remember when I used to go downtown, there'd be all the stress around trying to find a parking spot, and you know, it's just the world we live in. We are inundated with stress. So I'm really excited about this class today. Before we get started, I have a few exciting things to share with you. We finally released the Bhagavad Gita series on the membership site. That went out yesterday, and I see a few people have already started practicing it and left their comments about it this morning. And in my rush to get here before it started raining, even though it's already rained twice, I haven't had the chance to respond to those people yet, but I will when we get back from filming. Also, as many of you know, we run a continuing education course for teachers, and we run 3 courses a year. Our September one is now full, but one of our open-hearted graduates, Shannon Valley from California, is going to be running a book club on our membership site now, and I just wanted to give a shout out to all the members to check that out, because she's starting in September, although she's already announced the book for September, so you can go on the membership site, and it's under the study and reading groups area in the main area of the forum. So go ahead and join us. September's book is Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Peace is Every Step. And I have a 5-star rating for us today from iTunes from Jennifer MJ. And she says, my body feels more open and relaxed after Melissa's lessons. Her intention setting really allows me to connect emotions and my body. I am grateful to have found this podcast. So thank you so much for leaving your 5-star ratings on iTunes. That helps other people just like you find us. So let's get started with today's lesson. I'm super excited to share it with you today. Oh yes, thanks so much to Donna from Squeeze for my stress-free clothes. These clothes are stress-free clothes because you put them on and they stay put. And they're great clothes for yoga, so I love that about them. And also to Dusky Leaf for our mats. And we're going to need a block today for your practice. So go ahead and rest back. tuck your shoulder blades underneath you. You can bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor if you have any tenderness in your low back, or extend your legs out long. Turn your palms up beside you, or even placing your palms on your belly is a little more grounding. And then take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. Well, I begin, yes, everything that came before now is done. And you can just focus on your yoga. And you are going to learn just how important that is over the next few minutes as I contextualize today's class. So millions of us in our modern world suffer because we are constantly pushed and hurried. And this constant rushing causes us tension and stress. We are overexposed and oversaturated with incoming information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So any information that comes to you causes your sympathetic nervous system, that's your fight, flight, or freeze, to act or react. And when you are exposed to stressors, it is up to your parasympathetic nervous system to bring you back down. So stress can be reduced when you sleep, but the problem is the average person is not sleeping well, which is why, by the way, we have an entire Yoga for Insomnia series on our membership site, which includes classes, breath practices, recipes, menu plans, everything. So ideally, we should be getting 8 hours of sleep at night and experiencing 90 minutes of REM. However, today the average REM is between 25 to 40 minutes, which is a third to a half of what it should be. This accelerates your aging process, puts your body in an acidic state, leads to more pain and chronic illnesses. Healing and cellular repair are not happening because we are not tapping into our parasympathetic nervous system. And that's your restore regulator. Your sympathetic nervous system is your body's stress regulator. And your parasympathetic nervous system is your body's restore regulator. Your stress regulator increases your heart rate, your perspiration, your pupil dilation in response to what you perceive as incoming internal and external stress. Your restore regulator then relaxes these same functions in your body to restore your internal balance. Your ability to respond to stress and return to balance directly correlates to how healthy you are. Stress is one of the sole contributors to premature aging and degeneration of your health. So lots of our daily activities cause our sympathetic nervous system to kick into high gear. Things like watching TV, multitasking, reading, exercising, and working. When we're anxious, tense, and stressed out, our sympathetic nervous system has to work a lot harder to do its job effectively. And way too often, our sympathetic nervous system is asked to go into overdrive in our day-to-day lives. So think about when you're rushing to get the kids out of the door in the morning, when you're stuck in traffic, when you're dealing with high-stress meetings at work, when you're trying to get money together to pay the credit card bills or the mortgage. All these things are kicking your sympathetic nervous system into high gear. So when our stress levels, our sympathetic nervous system, outweighs our ability to rest and repair our parasympathetic nervous system, we experience a stress imbalance. And this attacks our enteric nervous system. And we experience, when this happens, we experience all kinds of digestive problems, immune disorders, food intolerances, toxicity in our bodies, joint inflammation, foggy brain, improper muscle contraction and firing, chronic symptoms, fatigue, chronic inflammatory issues such as sinusitis, arthritis, colitis, anxiety and depression, sleep issues, constipation, and weight gain. Yoga allows us to access our parasympathetic nervous system and restore your body's sensitive balance. Through yoga, you can bring your body back into equilibrium. As I have explained above, true relaxation involves more than just resting, but balancing and restoring your energy. Yoga excels in rejuvenation and relaxation. Through yoga asana and pranayama breath practice, you are able to relax and release tension, release stress and blockages in your body, and experience deep relaxation and restore your energy. So reflecting on all of that, I know that was a lot of information to take in and a lot more than you wanted to know about your nervous system. Reflect on what you would like your intention to be for your yoga practice. So we started to touch on this last week in our class. A yogi keeps their energy in their body. We're going to turn our energy inwards rather than release it all outwards. And so I'm going to suggest that your focus today be on restoring that equilibrium, relaxing and renewing your energy in your body, rather than exerting yourself so that you're putting more stress on your sympathetic nervous system. So what would it be like instead to focus on building the reserves of your parasympathetic nervous system in your yoga practice? So only you know your own body best and what will serve you best in your yoga. But go ahead and form an intention for what it is that you would like to receive in your practice today. So once you've formed your intention, you're going to stay lying on your back, and we're going to start restoring your energy and renewing that equilibrium in your body, going back to your parasympathetic nervous system with a pranayama practice with three-part breath. So I'm going to suggest that you do this lying on your back, and maybe I'll join you there. I want you to be really mindful of the fact that your yoga practice today should not create stress in your body. Okay? That's what happens all day long. Here, you want to restore balance and equilibrium. Okay, so let's lie down. You're lying down. I'll lie down with you. And with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, place your hands on your belly and feel for breath movement in your belly. So there doesn't need to be any effort involved in this. And remembering that there should be ease and steadiness here. Then moving your hands up to your rib cage and feeling for breath movement into your side ribs and your back here. Again, releasing any desire to effort your breath, but just feeling for the movement that's already happening. Allowing this breath awareness being to be a way to restore your energy. And then bring your hands up to your upper chest and feel for breath movement up around your upper chest. Just ease real easy here. Each time you breathe out, letting go of tension. And place your hands down by the side of your body. We're going to put all those three breaths together. You're going to breathe into your belly, pause, breathe into your side ribs, pause, breathe into your upper chest, pause, and be full of air. And really don't over effort here. You're not stressing your body at all. And then nice long smooth exhalation. And let that exhalation be a way to release any tension from your body, physical, emotional, energetic, any tension at all, just releases here, okay? And then breathe in belly, breathe in easy ribs, breathe in a little more upper chest, and breathe out, let it all go. Breathe in a little bit belly. Breathe in a little more ribs. Breathe in upper chest. And one nice long smooth exhalation. Breathe in belly. Nice and easy. Breathe in ribs. Breathe in upper chest and exhale. And then one more like that, one little breath into your belly. A little effort as possible, breathe into your ribs, breathe into your upper chest. Gathering prana within, gathering energy within, and then exhale, releasing tension from your body. And then go back to breathing normally and just check in and notice how you feel. Do you feel any different from the beginning of this breath practice to the end of it? And then release your legs down. Take your arms overhead. Then we're going to stretch out your whole side body, focusing specifically on your ascending colon. So take your legs over to your left side and bend your side body over to your left side a bit. Remembering, just really easy here, not overstressing your body at all. So nice soft edges today so that you're focusing on relaxing and restoring your energy in your body, not creating more stress for your body. So relaxing your large intestine here, your colon. So when you're super stressed, this can be an area of your body that gets really tight and stressed too, as I mentioned in the beginning. And a lot of people can experience constipation. Then come back to the center. And just take a moment in the center Feel the difference between the right and the left side of your body. And take your legs a little bit over to the right side of your body. And bend your body gently to the right until you feel a gentle stretch along the whole left side of your body. And then feel deep into your organ body for your descending colon, your large intestine on your left side. And so when your body is relaxed, you'll be able to release physical waste from your body through your bowel movements, and you will have no more constipation. That is one of the big benefits of yoga, good digestion. I know before I started yoga, I will just come clean here and say I had tons of problems with constipation prior to that. Yoga really set me straight with that. Tim says TMI, but we're keeping it real here. Thank God for yoga. You guys can leave in the comments below. Let me know if yoga helped you with that too. A relaxed colon is not a constipated colon. And then come on back to the center and take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Okay, so just all the way through this class, I want you to check in with your energy levels and start to notice as you tune into your energy if you're building energy in your body. Okay, bending your knees. Draw your right leg in. Hold on to your right knee, pressing on your ascending colon now. You can either keep your left knee bent with your foot flat on the floor, or extend your left leg all the way out. If you have any knee issues, do hold on behind your knee. So now you're compressing your ascending colon. Keep your shoulders really relaxed. So focus on what you're focusing on. Allow yourself to be mindful. Here we're pressing on the ascending colon. So that's where the tension is in this pose. Everything else is relaxed. Shoulders, back of your neck. And then release your right leg down. And just take a moment here to feel the lines of energy running through your right leg all the way up the right side of your body, maybe even through your right arm. And then draw your left leg in. And again, you could have your left leg bent, or you can extend your left leg out long. And again, be mindful of where this posture, where your intention is for this posture. It's for pressing on your descending colon. So let everything else be relaxed. Let your shoulders be heavy. Let your arms be heavy. Let everything else be relaxed. Could you let go of effort in any way here? So that you could build up more reserves in your parasympathetic nervous system. And then bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor, and we're going to continue to release tension from your hip area. I'm going to do a lot of this over the next few postures. This area tends to hold a lot of tension energetically. This is the area of your second chakra, and so we hold a lot of emotional tension here, a lot of sexual tension here. Also, from sitting in chairs, there's a lot of physical tension here, just from sitting all day long at work, in cars, and commuting. So let's release this a little bit with half-reclined hero's pose. This one, you need to be very mindful of your knees so that you're feeling the stretch in the top of your hip and the belly of your quad muscle and not on the inside of your knees. I am going to suggest that you use your yoga block to fill the space here, so that your knee joint isn't hanging in mid-air. You're going to internally rotate your right leg and lengthen your knee long out of your pelvis. You can fill the space here with the yoga block or your yoga bolster. You might not need that depending on the flexibility of your psoas muscle here. Your psoas starts from the back of your body at the front of your spine, and it runs all the way down along the front of your hip here. That's your, a lot of people call it your hip flexor muscle, but it goes all the way up to your spine. So can you have ease and steadiness mentally and emotionally in these hip opening poses, where there can be a lot of mental and emotional agitation that you might experience in the pose where you just want to get out? And you can find that by connecting to the steadiness of your breathing. And then release this side slowly, mindfully. And we'll go ahead and do the same thing on the other side. Internally rotate your left knee, fill the space. Breathing, feeling the ease and steadiness. And being aware, tuning inward, feeling the gathering of energy, vital energy, prana, in your internal body as we start to restore your parasympathetic nervous system through your practice here. Being very mindful of not extending any unnecessary energy through your practice. Staying present to any tension that exists in your body and breathing it out and encouraging that tension to release from your body on the exhalation of your breath. And then go ahead and release this posture from your body. Okay, so with your knees bent, you can put your block off to your side, roll to your side, and come up to kneeling on all fours. So from here, we're going to massage our central nervous system by doing cat pose with your spine. It's just going to exhale, round up through your back. And inhale and arch through your back. Breathe out and round up through your back. Breathe in and arch through your back. And think of this as being a way that you can massage that part of your body that is just getting stressed all day long by dealing with those constant incoming signals. And so much of yoga focuses on your spine that it's just so fantastic for your nervous system. Okay, so you're going to walk over to the left side of your mat. Keep your hips facing the front of your mat and keep going with your cat pose. Exhale, round up through your spine. And inhale and arch through your spine. So we're going to move our spines in all directions here. And then come back to the center and walk over to the other side. And same thing. And then come back to the center, and we're going to, so we've done flexion extension, lateral flexion and extension, and we're going to do rotation now. So inhale, open your right arm out to the side, and then take your right hand between your left wrist and your left knee. Lower your right shoulder to the ground, lower the right side of your head to the ground and rotate your spine here. So you're doing thread the needle here. And then come on up, and we'll do the other side. So inhale, rotate up. Exhale, reach your left arm through, lower your left shoulder to the ground, keep the back of your neck long. Keep your shins connected to the ground. Remember, you know, in this class, it's probably a good idea to stay with 70% effort. So much of our lives require us to give 110% of our effort, and in our yoga practice,
it's really tempting to do the same, and yet we should really back off and only give 70% of our effort, so that we're reserving our energy, so that we're building our energy stores in our yoga practice, not further depleting them. So what would happen if you backed off a bit, and how does that affect your internal energy? And then unrotate your body. Walk your hands back to your knees, and we're going to stretch out the fronts of your hips. So, you know, the fact that your hips are constantly contracted from sitting so much, you're going to open them up and relieve that tension now. So walk your left leg through, lean forward, and sink down through your front left hip. And we're going to further open that up just by gently lifting your right arm up. And then release this from your body, and just notice how much tension is held in the fronts of your hips. We'll do this on the other side. So step your right leg through, sink down through the front of your right foot, come up slowly with ease, and then just with real gentle ease, lift your left arm up to further open up the front of your left hip. Breathing into the front of your left hip, and in each exhale, feel that tension falling out of the front of your left hip. And see if there's anything you could do to release any more tension from your body. And then release this posture from your body. I'm going to do one more to release tension from your hips. So you'll come, let's come from all fours and slide your right knee forward to your right wrist, your left heel to your left hip bone. Reach your left leg back and long. So Ek Pad Raj Kapotasana, pigeon pose. Folding forward over your bent right knee, and just notice how much tension gets built up into your glutes, things like going up and down stairs, running, walking, squats. Stuck stress in your body. As you continue to practice, keep tuning into your internal energy stores, and notice if you feel your energy coming up as you practice today. And then slowly coming back up, onto all fours, moving mindfully. Bringing your left knee forward to your left wrist now. Your left heel over to your right hip bone. Reaching your right leg back and long. And then gently folding forward over your bent left knee. Releasing all that held up tension in your left hip now. Staying with your breathing. Okay, and then taking your hands underneath your shoulders, gently draw your body backwards, coming back to all fours. Tuck your toes under, reach your hips up, straighten out through your legs. Beto Mukh Svanasana. And from here, we'll make our way up to standing. So from standing, you're going to take your feet wide on your mat, lengthwise. And turn your left toes out to the side. Turn your right toes in. Sink down through your left sit bone. Bring your left elbow down onto your left thigh. And then just circle your arm around in front for side angle. Feel that opening along the side of your body, just with real ease and steadiness. And then draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back to your spine. Come up to Warrior Two briefly, just to, with real ease, drop your right arm back and your left arm up for peaceful warrior pose. Just to find that ease and just see if there can be no tension in your upper body here. So all the steadiness is coming from your lower body. And no stress or anxiety or tension at all in your upper body. And then gently let this posture out of your body. Straighten your legs. Turn your left toes in, your right toes out. And now you'll turn your left toes in and your right toes out. You're going to sink down through your right sit bone. Bring your right elbow to the top of your right thigh. Open up your side ribs. Bring your left arm all the way around in front. For side angle pose, Parsvakonasana. And see again if there's any way you can let go of any effort in this pose. So of course the legs are creating that stability and strength for you. But is there any unnecessary tension being held in this pose that you can let go of? Could you let go of any effort and stress in your body?
And then you're going to arc your left arm back and your right arm up. So you're in Warrior Two briefly, just to bring your left arm back and your right arm up to come into peaceful warrior. And again, finding total ease in your upper body here. Letting go of all stress and tension. And then go ahead and let this posture out of your body. And we're going to finish with our inversion later. So we're gonna do a little back bend here. So come down onto your belly. Can't rush a good thing here, Tim. Okay, so on your belly, I'm gonna do a really gentle version of Cobra. So I'm going to give you a couple of options here, and I want you to really focus on not extending too much effort. So roll your shoulders back and up, keep your elbows into your body, press your pelvis into the ground so your low back stays long, and lift up, extending very little effort so there's not a lot of stress in this back bend. And then I'm going to give you the option to do seal pose here. So you can take your hands out to the side and press up from here. And then slowly lower down. Take your hands underneath you. Push yourselves up onto all fours. Draw your knees underneath you. Coming into child's pose. And then roll up to seated. Take your legs into a zigzag. Ground down through your left sit bone and twist to one side really nice and gently. And twists are great for relieving tension from your body. So focusing still on restoring energy in your body. Drawing your energy inwards, focusing on your breathing. Back to the center and switch your legs. Now you're gonna sink down through your right sit bone. Inhale, exhale. Take your right hand to the outside of your left knee. Focusing on your exhale and feeling the effects of your twist on your internal organs.
going inward that much. And then come back to the center. Take your legs wide and tip your pelvis forward and come into Up Vista Konasana, seated wide-legged forward fold. And again, see if there's anything you can do to effort a little bit less here so that you're putting less stress on your body and that you're releasing tension from your body so that you're restoring energy to your parasympathetic nervous system. Staying with your breath. And then release this from your body. And for Shavasana, for the ultimate restoration pose, we're going to do legs up the wall pose today. So there's a really great tree right here for that, that I'll show you how to do that. And legs up the wall is just adds just an extra restorative element to that for you today. So the way that it works is you put your mat right against the wall and then you put your hips at the edge of your mat and you swing your legs around and you place them up the wall. And then everything that was going down and away from your heart comes back to your heart center. All the lymph nodes here, lymph fluid flows down, and so lymph fluid flows up against gravity, so it gives it a chance. I am not finding my words very well here, but because you're upside down, it helps the flow of lymph here, which is really good for your immune system here as well. And then gravity works on you all day long, and this is what causes the effects of aging externally. So this is a really nice anti-aging pose too. Slows down the external effects of aging as well. So allow yourself to receive the ultimate restoration here and recovery in this pose. You may stay here for as long as you wish, and I would encourage you to stay here for another 5 to 10 minutes. When you're ready to come down, you can bend your knees, roll to your right side, and make your way up to sitting. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 192 of Namaste Yoga. We're only 8 episodes away from our 200th episode celebration. I'm so looking forward to meeting lots of you on that day. We're going to have lots of fun. If you'd like to join us, you can email me at info@melissawest.com. Thank you for leaving your 5-star ratings on iTunes. If you're watching us on your iTunes or Apple TV, and if you're watching us on YouTube, if you can give us a thumbs up, that would be totally awesome. I'll see you next week, or I'll see you on our membership site. Namaste.